So, question, start off with you, is, I know we have mothers in the house, yes? So I want us all to thank the mothers who are here. I'm going to start off in an unusual way, though. Do we have anyone here who didn't give birth, per se, but have been mother figures to people? Stand up. Let us clap for us, because I believe the same thing. Thank you very much. And actually, I kind of expected all of us to stand at that point in time, because I think we've all, have male or female, have been that divine mothering spirit for somebody, that mother love. Mothers, how many mothers do we have here in the house? Would you please stand? Brilliant, beautiful, divine mothers. Let us give our divine mothers a hand. How many divine grandmothers do we have? Yes. Okay, so this one is where people really fall away. Great, great grandmothers. Yes. And so we honor you as our matriarch of this service. Thank you, Susan. Yes. She just laughed at that, but yes, you should be going, yes, thank you. Thank you. And it's interesting. I think as mothers, as women, most of us have been kind of taught to kind of be in the background. You know, we lift our children up, we push them on to be stars. We put our mates, our husbands up, lift them to be stars. And mothers, for some reason, we're taught that mothers should kind of be in the background. Yeah. Well, I say no more. Actually, the divine mother actually was probably our first god, the goddess. More and more in archaeology, they're finding that in these each city that they dig up, and they find it is like the eldest city. They usually find that what is looked at, what is found as sacred, is some form of the divine goddess. It's usually, and it's obvious as a goddess because they have all the parts. And it's usually fertile, meaning it's well, some people would call it juicy now, but they're robust. Yeah. I'll accept that goddess thing. Thank you very much. And so the divine goddess, throughout the centuries, the millennia, have been put aside. The truth is, the divine, you can't live without the divine feminine. There is no way on earth you can live without the divine feminine. I remember having this, I'll call it a discussion here, but it got a little heated as I dared to disagree with someone who I believed was divine mother. She was the creator of the urban ministerial school, Reverend Dr. Ruth M. Mosley, who at some point in time during some Bible study said, and she was talking about Jesus Christ, said that the God is the most important thing. My little feminism went up. How can you believe that God is the most important thing when it's being proven all over the place, and this was, 10 years ago or so, that the goddess was the first God? And she said, because the man carries the seed. And I retorted, well, without a place for the seed to go, it has no use. And you can think of it as the seed for human birth. I was thinking Mother Earth and the droppings of the seed to feed the earth. However you want to think of it, the reality is that it has equal billing, because without one, you can't have the other. We can't have us without it. But we've shoved down and honestly don't think about the goddess anymore. We rape the land. We despise the feminine thoughts, and it's time to recognize the feminine in all of us. Yes, you too, gentlemen. In all of us. Because the divine feminine as well as the divine masculine lives in us all. But I go back to us ladies. Actually, Arissa read this for her prayer. And I thought, as I read this for the, heard this for the first time, I thought, you know, a lot of women, a lot of mothers get pushed back to this. Our deepest fear. It's not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. I stop here. So many times we talk about the darkness as a place to fear. The womb, no light shed, the void, and yet that's a part of creation. Darkness is the place of creation. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, listen to this, every one of you. Actually, who are you not to be? Who are you not to be all those things? You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. I stopped there because as I listened to that, I was like, wow, so many mothers have been told to shrink back, to give light, to give grandeur to so many others. Maybe that's one of the reasons why we love our mothers so much, for those of us who had wonderful childhoods with great mothers. And at this point in time, I also want to acknowledge for those of you who didn't have wonderful childhoods with a great mother, we pray and hope that there was some beloved person who could fill that void for you. We honor that person. We also honor the mother that frightened us, as well as the mother who loved us, because we find that with the divine mother, it encompassed all. There was a man walking with this woman, just got to meet her. They were talking, they were at a conference or something, and they just had this time off, and they were walking the same direction. And he said, well, what do you do for a living? And she goes, I'm just a mother. Just a mother? Well, I want to tell you what Theodore Roosevelt said about just being a mother. When all is said, it is the mother, and the mother only, who is a better citizen than the soldier who fights for his country. The successful mother, the mother who does her part in rearing and training aright the boys and girls who are to be the generations of men and women of the next generation, is of better use to the country. If only she would realize it, a more honorable as well as a more important position than any man, the mother is the one supreme asset of national life. She is more important by far than the successful statesman, businessman, artist, or scientist. So, beloved mothers, whether you've given birth or not, know that you are goddesses. And let me anoint you with some thoughts of what a goddess is from various countries, various religions. And let yourself, allow yourself to listen to the poetry that is you. For we don't know where goddesses came from. We don't know where gods came from, which means that they were already in existence. I find it interesting that even in our Christian scripture, our sacred scripture, if you look at Genesis, it just starts off with us. You talk about the void, the womb. Genesis 1:1, God looked over everything. It was null and void. It was null and void. It was a womb filled with potentiality, filled with that possibility and that opportunity to give birth to greatness. Give birth to everything here on earth. Give birth to us. Scientists more and more find out that we are actually made of star stuff. That we and the universe are made up of the same things. So, i.e., we are also, each and every one of us, a universe unto ourselves, of which we can also give birth to greatness, if only we really knew how great a mother we are. If only we allowed ourselves to embrace the true goddess within us. And I understand that this might seem like woo-woo stuff, because only those people who are out there reading tarot cards and stuff like that talk about the goddess. But that is how far we have gotten from the truth of a he and a she bringing something together. And in truth, unity teaches that God is not a he or she, it's a it. It embodies all of it. You know who else embodies both he and she? We do. Thank you, Gary. We do. It's innate within us. But we are talking about the goddess. From the Hinduism, the Bhagavad Gita, 14:4. The great principle, the divine, is my womb. I cast the seed into it. There is the origin of all creatures, whatever forms originate in any womb. The real womb is the divine, the great principle. And I am the father that gives the seed. Another beautiful writing is from the Raghavada. It's the Devi poem. It's actually from scripture. I, Devi, have created all worlds at my will. Without being urged by any higher being, I dwell within them. I permeate the earth and heaven, all created entities with my greatness, and dwell in them as eternal and infinite consciousness. Why do I read these things to you? Because, beloved, you are infinite consciousness. Each and every one of you. I mean, that's one of the main things that even Jesus tried to teach us, but we couldn't get it. That God within us and around us works through us so that what we can create greatness here on earth. Our main purpose here is to create. And the only way we can create, yes, goddess is about love. Goddess is about creation. What do we choose to create? Devi is the Sanskrit word for goddess. In Hinduism, we have a multitude of goddesses. Lakshmi, Kali, Durga, who is the goddess, the mother. All forms of these are the feminine goddess. All forms of these, I invite you to research them and know that these are you. For from your wombs or your consciousness, from your divine consciousness, you give birth to anything and everything. What do you choose to give birth to? Do you choose to recognize that you are the temple and the consciousness of greatness, the great goddess? Or do you continue to deplete the goddess, continue to misuse goddess, continue to bring goddess down, or do you rise goddess to an equal footing with God? For we need both. From Sable Aridia, open your arms and embrace me, and I will embrace you. Whisper your wisdom in my ears, and I will teach it to the world. Show me your secrets, Earth Mother, and I will transcribe them from the common folk. Nourish me from your woman breast, and I will nourish my brothers and sisters. Intoxicate me with your earthly scent, and I will serve you. For you are the life womb, the mother of us all, and we would perish without you and your love. That is a poem for the Greek goddess Gaia. Gaia is the earth mother. How foolish are we as humans to think that the earth and I are not one? If everything is made out of the universe, so is our trees, our land, and how we so misuse the land. Gaia is the Greek personification of the earth mother, nature as God. And there it's thought that she precedes the Hellenes train of thinking. In many traditions, it is Father Sky and Mother Earth. It is the earth, again, that allows the seed to nurture within it and give its birth. It is the Mother Earth that feeds us. It is the Mother Earth that we walk on. And without her, there is nothing. We are no longer. I also want to introduce you to another one. And it's from Santeria. And it's the mother Yemaya. And it's interesting because Yemaya is thought to be the mother, like Mother Mary. Santeria is a religion that is an African religion. It's thought to be, it's more the Spanish version of the African Vodan. And we give that such a bad hype, Vodan, because they have their rituals that we don't understand. But like any natural aspect, it has its roots in Mother Nature. Like the Indians, it recognizes the mother as the creator of all. Yemaya, she is the mother and the most powerful Orisha. She gave birth to everything. And beloveds, the poem for her, Mother Earth, be kind to me. Mother Earth, it's time to see in the nature I come to be. You fill me up and set me free. I am new again in what I see. I am baptized by the holy sea. Yemaya, come and sing with me my rainbow's lullaby. Blessed peace is in your arms. I see truth in your mother's love. Dear one, each and every one of these poems, each and every one of the goddesses, they have something in common. They have in common that they are a part and we have given creation. Truly, the mother's story and the reason why we have to recognize the mother, no longer shrink in what is thought as inadequacy, and to rise up in knowing that mother is the most important job. To be a mother is the most astonishing thing to be. We'll talk about you fathers in June. Don't worry, but it's about the mother today. As you move forward, recognize that you are not only creation, you are creator of life. How powerful is that? That you are the embodiment that gives life and bring it forth. That is why so many religions looked on to the goddess as the main force, because how can anything live if it weren't first for the goddess? How can anyone and anything be born? So as you move through today and you do your celebrations, either obligatory or joyful with your mother, or if your heart remains wounded in the mother that you had, or if your mother delight, if you delight in the mother that you had. Today also delight in yourself as goddess. The truth of creation, the truth of birth, the truth of everything that is good. delighting yourself in that capability to be able to give life. And no longer allow yourself to shrink down. It is time for you to rise up. Recognize who you are. No longer allow Mother Earth to be shrunk down. Continue to nourish it. For the best things about Mother, yes, is that they create. But what kind of mother are you going to be? Are you going to create in love? Are you going to create life in love? Your life and life all around? Or are you going to be a Kali, destroyer of life? But Kali is so misunderstood as a mother. Kali destroys life, only bad life. Life that only wants to destroy life to bring forth a rebirth. So I invite you now, this Mother's Day, to look at how are you rebirthing life? How are you the Kali, the strong? What will you destroy that is not of the truth of who you are? And what will you rebirth in the love that sets you free? Mother Mary, how could I forget? Christian component in the Bible, the closest thing we can come to God is Mother Mary. Why? Because she gave birth to God. Said to be human, and yet she is goddess. We are all goddess. We are all God. It's time for us to remember that. Not in a selfish way, not in a way that I am a goddess and you are not. Too many times in our human form, we forget that we are all gods and goddesses. Too many times we use our powers to destroy in a bad way. It's time to rise up our mother powers in love. And in doing that, an affirmation for you to continue to work forward so that you can continue to embrace the goddess in you. Thank God for all mothers. They do God's work of nurturing lives, and we are all blessed. Let's say that together. Thank God for all mothers. They do God's work of nurturing lives, and we are all blessed. Yes, we are. Amen.